Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off a new five-week series that we're doing called Co-Mission. And we're talking about really what is the church? What is the church's mission? If we have this big idea that we're saying every week that if you're saved, you're sent, that if you signed up for faith in Jesus Christ, you've also signed up for the mission of Jesus Christ. But this past Sunday, we really stopped and just said, well, before we talk a whole lot about what it is that we do as Christians or what it is that we do as the church, why we do those things, we really just said, well, who are we as Christians? What is the church? And we kind of said the church is the people of God, the saved people of God. And then we said, well, what does it mean to be saved? What does it mean to be a believer in Christ? What is the result of our salvation? So we went to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14, and we read through just this incredible passage. It's almost like a highlight reel of the benefits of salvation, what it is that God has done for us, that God has chosen us before the foundation of the world to be his children, that by sheer grace, we don't deserve it, but just by sheer grace and love, God has saved us, reconciled us, and redeemed us. And so I ended up in our listening guide, I went through, typically I've only got a few points in there, but this week I had just a bunch of points, and it was all the things that Paul says in Ephesians chapter 1 that we have because of our standing in Christ, we have because of being saved as the people of God. What does that really mean for us? And these were the things that I listed off, that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing. We get to reign with Christ. We are holy and blameless before God. We're made perfect in God's sight because of what Jesus did. We are God's children. Scripture tells us that we're no longer enemies of God. While once we were children of wrath, now we are God's sons and daughters. We have been redeemed. That word means bought back from slavery. We were once enslaved to our sin, but now we're free in Christ as his children. We have the forgiveness of our sins. I mean, that's the heart of the gospel. The heart of the good news is that we were once enslaved to our sin, but now our sin has been washed away. We were once guilty before God, but our guilt has been removed because of the blood of Christ. We know the mystery of God's will, Paul says. For hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, people wondered, God was saying, I'm going to send someone, I'm sending one who will be the redemption and the salvation of Israel. And people longed to know what that was going to look like. And now we know that God has brought people from every tribe, tongue, and nation into his family because of Jesus Christ. He's made a way, not only for the Jew, but the Gentile. All of us to come to know and love Jesus by grace, through faith, be brought into the family of God. And it's not about what you've done or your goodness or my goodness or what your family background is or what your ethnicity is or whatever. It's not about those things. Rather, it is by grace through faith that we are saved. And the gospel is open to anyone and everyone who will receive Christ. With scripture, Paul says also we've received an inheritance. And I just love that idea of receiving an inheritance. When you think about inheritance, right, it's something typically in our culture, a sum of money that your parents leave behind to you. And obviously that has a lot of positive connotations, not in the sense of them passing away, but in the sense of you receiving something that is of value. And when Paul's talking about receiving an inheritance, he's talking about something so much more than just money. We have received an eternal inheritance. We get to reign with Christ. We have eternal life with Christ forever. Again, the forgiveness of our sins, and we get to go and be with him forever and enjoy him for all eternity. And that is an inheritance that is, again, so much more valuable than anything that we would think of in an earthly, temporary, or material sense. And then finally, Paul says we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit, that right now, by grace through faith, we've been saved, but also that Jesus has given us his Spirit to live inside of us, to empower us right now to live as Christians. But also he calls the Spirit a guarantee or a deposit. Here's part of it, right? Part of that future inheritance right now. The Holy Spirit is a promise in a sense that the full amount is coming. One day we will see Jesus face to face. And right now we get to experience part of that by the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives. And here's my hope in saying those things. When you look over those words and those promises, We have every spiritual blessing. We're holy and blameless before God. We're God's children. We've been redeemed. We have the forgiveness of our sins. We know the mystery of God's will. We've received an inheritance. We've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. It's just so encouraging. And as I was reading this week and just preparing for this Sunday's message this past week, I was just reminded again, and even now as I was prepping for this, I was reminded again that, you know, we can't find our hope and our ultimate joy in our circumstances, because our circumstances change pretty consistently. You know, this season in my life personally, we've been renovating this building for the Delaware campus, and obviously that has a lot of excitement with it. It is also a lot of hard work, and more than I anticipated, and it's been long hours at times, and it has been challenging in ways. And so I'm just reminded that, you know, when you look for hope and joy in just your circumstances, those circumstances change, and you go through seasons of life that sometimes everything's really, really going well, and sometimes everything's not going so well. And sometimes you're saying, man, I love this chapter. And other times you're saying, Lord, I can't wait for this chapter to end and to move into the next chapter. And so that's not where our joy and our hope is found. Our joy and our hope is found in Christ, in going to the Word of God that doesn't change. It is always true of you if you're saved, if you've trusted your life to Jesus Christ. It's always true. All of those things are always true of you. You always have the forgiveness of your sins. You're always blessed with every spiritual blessing. You are always holy and blameless before God. You always have received an inheritance. You're always God's child, and you've always been sealed with the Holy Spirit. That's always true of you, no matter how you feel in that moment and no matter what your current life circumstances. And I hope this morning that is as much of an encouragement to you as it has been to me. So let me take a moment and just pray for you, and then give you a moment to pray on your own. Lord, I just want to say thank you again for your word. God, thanks for the changeless nature of your word, the fact that you never change, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And no matter our circumstances, God, you are our source of life and joy and peace. And God, thank you for the many, many ways in which you bless us, the incredible nature of salvation, and Father, just for the gift of grace and love from you. God, pray that those folks who are listening this morning would be as encouraged as I have been, Lord, from this week and from the words that Paul gives us in Ephesians chapter 1. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and just take some time to pray. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.